The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me. Because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise be Jesus and Mary. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me. Diyos marainaga sa Indugabos. Good morning po at magandang umaga, bayan. So, alam niyo po, our gospel today, no, speaks of Jesus, of how the Father's will, no, is to really have to give eternal life to those who do not reject Jesus. No? And as we know, no, those who receive eternal life, no, first and foremost, are those which the Catholic Church calls what? The saints. Mga banal o yung mga santo. No? Sila yung mga hindi nag-reject but they accept wholeheartedly the invitation of Christ. No? And today, we celebrate one of the greatest women, we can say, of the Catholic Church. Who? Saint Catherine of Siena. No? Saint Catherine was a third order Dominican, a religious. No? But indifference, no, at her time, no, Saint Catherine is a religious who lived where? Not in a convent, not in a monastery, but in her father's house. And sa parang, sabi nga sa biography, dun, ginawa niyang parang kumbento yung part ng kanilang bahay. No? And she also said, if I'm not mistaken, Saint Catherine also said, no, that our monastery or our convent, no, is what? Is our own soul. Sa tong kalag. No? Alam nyo, to be with God, no, and this is very beautiful, no, because Saint Catherine is saying that to be with God, to talk with God, no, to converse with God, hindi mo na kailangan, no, kung lalo ngayon, no, nasa quarantine, yung ibang mga simbahan nakasara, o may oras lang, no, there is a time limit kung saan ka pwedeng magdasal ng mga simbahan, no. So Saint Catherine is saying that we can. We can speak to God, converse with God in the recesses of our soul. No? Saan ka man, sabi nga, saan ka man naroon ngayon? Of course, hindi sa Japan o sa Hong Kong o sa ano. Nasaan ka man? Nasa bahay ka man? Nasa nasa may city hall ka man, nasa barangay ka man, nasa may radio station ka man, no? You can talk to God, no? Pwede ka makipag-usap doon kay Lord, no? Kahit nga, di ba, yung may istorya, one of those beautiful anecdotes, no, of Saint Teresa of Avila, no? Saint Teresa of Avila said, I will speak to God even in the comfort room. No? Kaya nga sabi nung demonyo kay Saint Teresa of Avila, no, makipag-usap ka naman sa akin. So sabi ni Saint Teresa, sige, lahat ng lalabas sa bibig ko para sa Diyos. Lahat ng lalabas sa doon sa ano ko, no, para sa iyo. No? So, what this means, no? It means that, as Saint Catherine said, no, in his beautiful book, think the dialogue, no, the dialogue, no, which made her, no, this book, the dialogue, which made her the doctor of the church, first female doctor of the church. And she was proclaimed doctor of the church by who? Pope Pius XII, no, if I'm not mistaken. And many were really surprised, no, when the Holy Father proclaimed Saint Catherine of Siena doctor of the church. Because never in the history, no, of the doctors of the church where there is really a woman, no, na mayroong babae, no, karamihan sa mga doctors of the church, no, from Saint Augustine unto Saint Thomas Aquinas are all male. That's why when Pope Pius XII, no, with a happy memory, sabi nga, proclaimed Saint Catherine, no, they were really surprised, no, a woman who became a doctor of the church. And after that, no, it follows now, no, Pope Paul VI, no, proclaimed who? Saint Teresa of Avila as doctors of the church. And then after that, Saint John Paul II, no, proclaimed Saint Teresa of the Child Jesus as doctors of the church, no? So from Saint Catherine of Siena, no, it becomes in some way a tradition, no, that even women can be doctors of the church, because woman has a contribution to the church. Sabi nga, woman, I can hardly express. Diba? Woman. And now, no, even our Holy Father, Pope Francis, no, our Holy Father, right now, no, he is really in one of his, I think, general audience, no, and talks, no, our Holy Father talks about the role of women in the church. No? Alam niyo po, no, there is no religion in this world who values, no, the role of women rather than the Holy Catholic Apostolic Church founded by Jesus Christ, the Catholic Church. No? And it starts with that, no? How the Church values the role and the importance of women. Alam nyo, kung lahat ng babaeng Katoliko sa buong mundo ay gagawin ang kanilang bokasyon bilang nanay, bilang asawa, bilang tunay na ina, no? Bilang tunay na asawa, bilang tunay na kaibigan, bilang tunay na... Siguro, we will have many saints today. Because many of the saints are product of good and holy women. No? Gabos na mga naging banal, no? Meron silang mga nanay na mga santo. Kita nyo, si Saint Augustine. Sino? Saint Monica. Si Saint John Bosco, yung kanyang nanay. I think it's already saint or blessed. Saint Francis, yung kanyang nanay. Si Blessed Pica. And most of all, our Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Peña Francia. No? So see how women affects the life of the church. And how Saint Catherine of Siena, no, is one of the model of this, no? She was the one, no? Saint Catherine was the one who encouraged the Pope to return to Rome, no? He said, "Holy Father, your place is not in Avignon. Your place is in Rome, where the apostles gave up their life. No? So go back to Rome." See how strong is the faith of Saint Catherine of Siena. We need strong women today. Kailangan natin ng mga babae na matatapang ang pananampalataya, na handang magsakripisyo para sa kapakanan at kaligtasan ng mga kaluluwa, for the salvation of souls, just like what Saint Catherine of Siena did. No? Ay wala ang mga babae ngayon, no? Yung iba, ayan, maghapon, nasa Facebook, maghapon, palayang TikTok, no? Maghapon, nasa galaan, no? Puro makeup, no? Ang iniisip, puro ang mukha, no? Sabihin nung asawa, "Uy, ano, ang tagal-tagal mo dyan, no? Sandali lang, isang oras ka na dyan nasa harap ng salamin, ah." No? See? And you know, feminism is a destruction of women. The church condemns feminism. Because feminism, no, hindi naman nag-exalt, no, because those who promote feminism, no, in the end, no, they are promoting, no, the destruction of the true image of women according to the plan of God. Yung mga feminista po, no, sabi na, "Hindi, pantay-pantay. Kung anong ginagawa ng lalaki, kailangan gawin din ng mga babae." Di ba? Kung nangangaliwa ang lalaki, kailangan mangaliwa din yung babae. Kung naglalasing yung lalaki, kailangan maglasing din yung babae. No? Kung nagsasabong yung lalaki, kailangan magsabog din yung babae. No? Kailangan pantay-pantay tayo. No. That is not the plan of God to women. No? Women, first of all, has a great vocation of being a co-redeemer, just like our Blessed Mother, cooperator of man for the salvation of souls and for the good of the church. No? That's why, my brothers and sisters, alam nyo, I can talk 1 hour about the role of women here, no? But this is a homily, no? So I will limit myself, no? But I will leave you, before I close this reflection, I will leave you, especially to women who is listening, no? I will leave you a question, no? Am I a Catholic woman is faithful to my vocation, to my role in the church? No? Gabos na mga babae, tanungin nyo ang inyong mga sarili, sa diri, am I doing the role that God willed for me? No? Lalong-lalo na sa mga ina, sa mga nanay. No? Are you teaching your children to be a good Catholic, or most of all, to become saint? Praise be Jesus and Mary.